So tell me about the event. What's going on at Schuyler House?
Great. We will be here at the Schuyler House in Schuylerville on Sunday the 11th from 12 to 5. And I have over 18 demonstrators coming, and they'll be showing visitors how people lived in the 18th century, the items that they made. So it's a living arts festival, and it's free and open to the public, and the house will be also open for tours.
Now, this is the event's 40th anniversary. What will demonstrators be showing off?
Sure. We have a blacksmith coming. We have a teamster. He's bringing a team of oxen with him. And we have a wonderful cross-stitcher. She does beautiful handwork to show what the women would have done in the 18th century. Fred DePaul's coming over from Vermont, and he will be shearing some sheep that he's, some very hot sheep that have waited until August to be sheared for our event. But also, the kids will have a chance to play some 18th century games and to do some candle dipping. We do have someone making basketry. Stu Lehman will be talking about 18th century medicine, some rug hooking, someone who works with cow horns will be showing how horns were shaped and used in products in the 18th century, some soap making and quilting and spinning and knitting will all be there too.
You mentioned Schuyler House will also be open for tours. Tell me a little about how the house and the Schuyler family tie into the town's history.
The house was built in 1777, and the Schuylers lived there on the property from the 1760s until 1830s. General Philip Schuyler has a home in Albany, Schuyler Mansion, that the state operates, and it's a wonderful house they're restoring. And Philip Schuyler had inherited property in Schuylerville from his uncle. So he started as a young man to go up there, and it would have been the wilderness in the 1760s, and to build mills on Fish Creek and to start to harvest the timber. And then he, you know, brought in tenant farmers to clear the land. And so he had a large operation up there. It was more of an estate, and that's where he made a lot of the money off the raw materials there on the timbering and the fishing and his mills there on Fish Creek. So Schuylerville was named after General Schuyler's death, after him, I believe 1812. And the village itself sprung up with a large number of mills between paper mills and cotton mills. We had one of the world's largest wallpaper mills just north of the village. So it was very much a mill town for most of the 19th century.
This event is organized by the Old Saratoga Historical Association. Tell me a little about the work that you do.
Sure. The association was formed in the 1950s to collect the history in the town of Saratoga and then also work with the National Park Service with the Schuyler House. So for a number of decades, when the house was initially owned by the Park Service, the Historical Association furnished the home and gave the tours of the home. Most of the furnishings in the house are still owned by the Historical Association, and we also focus on the history of the town of Saratoga.
What is your favorite part of this event?
Just seeing all the people who come back every year, between my demonstrators who've been coming back for decades, and then also catching up with visitors who seem to come back year after year.
How many people do you usually expect at this event?
We usually have around 500.
Wow.
It is sunshine only. I encourage you to come after 2 p.m. because when people come early, the parking lot fills up rather quickly.
The 40th annual 18th Century Day is Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. at 1777 Schuyler House on Route 4 in Schuylerville, New York. Deb Peck Kelleher is the president of the Old Saratoga Historical Association. Deb, thanks for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you so much.